At the National Library in Wellington earlier tonight, members of Te Pōhere Kōrero, Māori History Association of Aotearoa, gathered to celebrate the 10th edition of the journal of the same name. The special edition of the journal follows and celebrates the reset of the history curriculum, which will see a greater focus on Māori, iwi and te tiriti history. As part of the celebrations, a panel explored the significance of Māori history. Associate Professor Aroha Harris is one of the historians taking part in the discussion tonight, and she joins us now. Tēnā koe, Aroha.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How was this evening?
It was great. It was a good crowd for a blustery Wellington night, and some good kōrero, and it was a great night.
What were people talking about?
It was quite wide-ranging. We are interested in the curriculum, and the volume that we've just published has that as its focus. But we were really talking more widely about Māori history, a little bit of thinking around why it's getting so much attention at the moment and sort of where we've come from as a group. So, yeah, and, you know, celebrating our 10th edition, which has been refreshed with some beautiful new cover design from Chloe Dewitty, and taking the back issues digital. So, big milestone for us.
That is a big milestone. Who else was involved in the panel tonight?
So we had Arani Loader, who is a lecturer in history up here at Victoria University of Wellington, and Peter Mayhana, who is based at Massey University, and we were chaired by Paul Diamond, who's at the National Library, introduced by Damon Salesa, who's Vice-Chancellor at AUT in Auckland, and he was there on behalf of the Judith Binney Trust, who co-hosted tonight. And, and we had Professor Rawinia Higgins, who did the actual launch, so...
That's a great turnout.
Behind us. Yeah, it was.
Can you tell us about Te Pōhere Kōrero and its purpose?
So we're quite, I would say, a fairly loose collective of Māori historians or colleagues who are interested in Māori history. We don't have a strict definition of what a historian is. We're not necessarily all from the Western discipline of history, even though a lot of us are. And I guess our interest has always been a bit, you know, really around creating a safe place for ourselves to do what we love, which is produce, discuss, debate our past. Yeah, so that's, we've been low-key for a long time, and now we're not so low-key.
How has the focus on Māori changed since the first edition of the journal?
That's a good question. I think that we've got the numbers of Māori working in history have increased over the years. We've pushed out more publications. People want to debate Māori history publicly, probably more than previously, where it was a bit more of a either in the Waitangi Tribunal or in academic sphere. So I think it's got a bit more of a public face that people are interested in. Yeah.
And in terms of the new curriculum and the special edition of the journal, is it hoped that this will assist teachers and students working with this new curriculum?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, there's a few criticisms in there as well, but we hope that people can take that with the generosity in which it's offered, and we hope that teachers especially might be influenced with some of the things that we've got to say. You know, it's a particularly Māori view on the past, and so we have authors like Melissa Williams talking about going into the classrooms with aroha for your students, and we've got Arani Loader talking about the sacredness, the tapuness of some of the work that you can do when you're working with the past. Peter Mahana talking about some of the work, the sort of the importance of going to the places where history has occurred and taking students to the places. And he's done some work at the top of the South Island. So, you know, I hope that there's a range of things for people to think about for every element of teaching history. So including, you know, thinking very broadly about what constitutes a source if you're teaching history. Does it have to be a written text, or can you think about art and objects and all the different things that are available to us in the world and treat them as potential tellers of history?
And you've also mentioned that past journals have been digitised and they're available now online. Did I understand that well?
Yes. They'll be available next week through the New Zealand History Collection, which is most libraries have it through Bridget Williams Books, BWB. So most New Zealand libraries have that, and so that'll be accessible there. And that includes school libraries as well, is my understanding. So, yes. So, yeah, they'll be searchable and indexed and available.
Oh, that's great. It's a significant resource for the change in, well, for the reset of the history curriculum. It's great that they're coming together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lovely speaking with you tonight, Aroha. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Kia ora. That was Associate Professor Aroha Harris speaking about tonight's event at the National Library in Wellington, celebrating the 10th edition of Te Pōhere Kōrero and a gathering of the Māori History Association of Aotearoa.